From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Andrew Yeager. You've probably seen pictures of voters standing in long lines to submit their absentee ballots. Election officials are preparing for even longer lines on Election Day by recruiting new poll workers, including students.
If you're 16 or older and enrolled in high school or college, you can apply to become a student poll worker.
That's Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill. As uncertainty around the November 3rd election looms, dozens of nonpartisan organizations are also recruiting. WBHM's Janae Pierre talked to a few first-time poll workers to find out why they're getting involved.
30-year-old Jeanette Bender is a senior and SGA president at Miles College. The historically black college is one of many polling places across the state. Bender will be stationed at another one. She says witnessing the social injustice against black people this year, most notably the police killings of Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, prompted her to sign up to be a poll worker.
It could have been me. You know, Breonna could have been me. Breonna could have been my sister. George could have been my brother, could have been my uncle.
Bender says change, whether in the State House or the White House, happens at the ballot box. So she's recruited several other students to join her. She says it's time to give senior citizens a break.
Our elders have been doing it for so long. It's time for us, if we want to keep seeing change, we have to be the change that we wish to see.
Ryan Paranunzi is a project manager at the Fair Election Center in Washington, D.C. His organization recruits poll workers nationwide and monitors polling places. In 2016, more than half of poll workers were over the age of 60, but many are sitting this election out because the risk of COVID is too high. Paranunzi says that's why they saw a shortage of poll workers nationwide during primary elections.
We've seen what happens when there are not enough poll workers, and it leads to longer lines and closure of polling locations.
Paranunzi acknowledges that everyone has different motivations for becoming a poll worker. It could be civic engagement, social justice, or something else.
There's also a realization that these positions, by and large, are paid. They're not volunteer, so it's a great way to both serve the community and make some money while doing so.
Homewood resident Marianne Smith Janice signed up earlier this year after seeing several ads on Facebook talking about the shortage.
A couple of members of our city council put out a SOS to friends and neighbors asking for folks to sign up. You know, I said I could help if I needed to.
Smith Janice worked the last municipal election and the runoff. She says before becoming a poll worker, she didn't know what to expect. But the one thing that stuck out was the intensive training.
Frankly, it gave me a lot of confidence in voting itself because we have so many eyes on everything and there is such a well thought out process of how to collect the information and put it in the right envelopes and boxes. So felt very secure.
Veteran poll workers have warned her about the long hours and potential coffee runs on Election Day. She just hopes everything goes smoothly and that everyone will be able to vote. Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill has said he's in contact with local election officials across the state to ensure an adequate number of poll workers. He said he's confident that all 67 counties will be fully staffed on Election Day. Monday is the last day to sign up to become a poll worker in Alabama. Janae Pierre, WBHM.